far. 005. Hello.
Getting to ask you for money.
Oh.
You want me to go to the
field? I'm going to forget. You come over to me because I'm going to run out to make the bus. 005, Yerushalmi Shmias. Perek Gimel. We're starting Perek Gimel. Nobody's excited but me. I'm also not excited. I don't want to feel foolish. I'm also not excited. Okay, we're starting the third parak, which is on Yud Chesum and Beis Noiz, the other edition. Now, the third parak, also, I mean, it's not as bad as Pul HaMitzri, but it's also quite arcane, and like, it's almost like. We kept learning about Soya and Hukos Kriyashma, so here we keep learning about Zevel and exactly how big the pile of Zevels have to be in the field. And this. But the truth is, it's very deceptive because the Perek has fundamental Yesodos about. I thought we had a quota of three. Oh, maybe you want to leave so I can go home. Actually, there was a quota of 10 for this year.
No, just to start. 6.
What?
6. 6.
I said to someone yesterday, I said to a few people, I said a Barabbas, in fact, this shul is a victim of the Peter Out principle. The Peter Out principle. Everything peters out. There's no staying power. Okay. But the truth is it's a little deceptive because the Perek has fundamental yesodos about different malachas of Shvius and fundamental principles of Marasayan. And you learn the Perek and you realize, you see, that some Chazal, like there's a whole body of things that are also on Shvius, talking about agricultural work in the fields, that are also Mishumara Sayan. Chazal, more so than, like I would say, in Kola Tarakula, like there was a big Hakpod, like there's a whole body of things that are, you can't even call them Osir Midirabonon, you would call them Osir Mishumara Sayan. Like there are malachas that are also midirabbanan. Midirabbanan, they're malachas. But here, like this, like Marasayan, that people, I guess, it probably has to do with the fact that Shvius is difficult, and the people were choshed al Hashvius, and people right away said, oh, he's not doing it, so I also don't have to do it. And that was probably a pretty common thing. So that's why there was such a hakpod on Marasayan, as we'll see in the parak. So that's what, really, in this parak. We see a lot of like different Marasayan, and there's some cooler dicka things too about Marasayan. Like it's really there's a lot about Marasayan in this parak. So and then there's some, the things that are a little arcane. We probably don't do anything in the fields the way they did. The Mishnah's talking about, but you learn certain principles of Malachas and about Marasayan. That's in this parak. Now, Zebul, fertilizing a field, is Midirabonon. That's how we paskin. Like Rova and Moyet Cotton, the things that are not obos, things that are not mentioned in the Torah, are Midirabonon. Actually, Zebul could be, but it's a tolda. And it could be a tolda of Harisha or a tolda of Zriya. And sometimes it's Negeya. No, Adarabba. Most of the time it's Harisha. Zebul, most of the time, is directed at the field, at making the field, the dirt of the field, more, like you energize the field to give out its koichas to the plant. Whenever you machter the field, whenever you machsha the dirt in the field, it's harisha. Let me finish. It's a tolda b'cheftza. On Shviyas told us on the Rabbanah, not the Oraisa. It's a Tolda. There's an Av and a Tolda.
Why did you say it's a Drabbanah?
Because you want to, because it makes a difference sometimes of what Av, it's a Tolda. A Tolda does not mean by definition it's the Oraisa. The Gemara in Moed Katan talks about Avs and Toldos by Shviyas. On Shviyas, Toldos are not the Oraisa. Toldos are only Osir Midrabanan. On Shabbos, Toldos are Osir Midrabanan, just like the Avos are. On Shviyas, Toldos, Hashkoah, is it still a Tolda of Zriya? It didn't change just because it's Mutter.
On Shabbos, it makes a difference in Tamil Kabbalah. What's the significance?
Of which of it's a Tolda?
Yeah.
Could be the differences. There's a certain coolness and certain things. Rabbanu Wamekel and certain malachas. It's important to categorize and to know what we're talking about. So again, Zibul could be Harisha, it could be Zriya. When it makes it, the way they're Mezabel nowadays, most of the time it's a function of Harisha. You're being machshir the ground, the land. You're making it more potent. Sometimes it's applied to the plant, and it makes the plant grow better. It's more like hashka'ah. In fact, nowadays, that's a problem. Nowadays, they usually mezabel together with the water. Like they put it in the water, and it goes more, okay. Anyway, so it could be one or the other, depending on how it's done. Most of the time, you should realize that we're talking about a form of harisha. Most of the time. Because most of the time it's applied to the ground, and it increases the potency of the ground's koach atzmicha. So, you're not allowed to do it on Shviyas, although it's midrabanan. And so they made compost piles. So they used to pile up things and it would get whatever it got, and then they'd bring it out to the fields. But they would pile it up in the fields before they would spread it out. They wouldn't keep it in their backyards or in their houses. It's dangerous. It's like the fumes, I don't know, the chemicals, the gases, whatever. So they would, at some point, they would start heaping it in the field. And they would make bigger and bigger piles, and at some point they would then spread it out. They would. What is that noise? No, it doesn't scare me. It's scary. It sounds like a ghost. Okay. So the Mishnah says, okay. So it's also midrabanan. We said now, if you put it in the field, shalol the same zibul, and you're piling a storage. A compost heap in your field. So you don't mean to be mezabel the field. So that's mutter. So if the whole zibul is midrabanan, so then chazal will mutter you to do it in the oifen of storage. The chazanish, and we'll see in the Gemara, sometimes the chazanish deals with, and we'll see really in the Gemara, sometimes that, well, what about the makom? Punk the makom where it's sitting, so that makom is getting mizdabel.
Yeah,
so they talk about in the mechavin. So if it's drabanon, people should say if you did it in this oifen of storage, rabbanon will not be able to do it. No problem. Even if it's the right, so the chazanish speaks out since you're not mechavin, and also it's lav derech zibul.
Says
Abaye hold. Abaye doesn't. A possibility is Abaye. Abaye doesn't seem to. Abaye assumes that Toldos are the Oraisa. In Arts Grow, there was an internal machlekas if we should treat Abaye Shita as a Shita, or since it's like the poskim universally, like I'm not goyris Abaye anymore. It's not on the radar. Abaye is not on the radar anymore. Abaye is not on the radar. It's in Moed Katan. It's in Bavli. It's in Moed Katan. Abaye and Rafa in Moed Katan. Yeah. So it's not even on the radar. So some editors say, you know, according The Rishi does not. But the Chazon Ish speaks out that even according to Abaye, that it's the Oraisa, piling it on a, you know, he has to deal with why didn't the Gemara ask the Kasha on Abaye from this Mishnah. You know. So he explains, because it's not Der Zibul, and it's Eina Mischaven. Okay. So what is the problem in our Mishnah? So the problem in our Mishnah is Marasai. That Chazal forbade you to pile up the Zevel in the field in a way that people are going to say, oh, okay, he's piling up Zevel, and in another week or two, or in another month or two, he's going to be mezavel his field. I mean, well, he's piling up Zevel in his field. He's obviously going to be using it. So there's a problem of Marasai. So Chazal gave Gedorim how to pile up a compost heap in your field on Shvius, that there shouldn't be Maris Ayin. Meimusai Metzilin Zvolin La'ashpatos. Now you're going to have to, for the next few blot, we're going to be talking about Ashpatos and Mishpolos. Ashpatos is the compost heap, the pile, the huge pile that they, and Mishpolos is like the basket or the clea that they carried out the Zevel into the field with, and they would pile it into, they would dump out the Mishpolos into the Ashpatos, and they would form these big piles. So Me'emetzai Me'tzim Tfonon La'ashpatos, and not have a problem of Maris Ayin. That's what we're dealing with. When are you allowed to do it, and there's no Maris Ayin? You're taking it out from the Chotzer to the Sodeh. Mishayifsiku Oivdei Avoida, Divir Emeir. So we have the Girsa of Oivdei Avoida, and that's what the Izvahadar printed, but there was a Girsa, you see it in the Marafulda, he brings down, and you see in the Mishnayos, the Rav in the Mishnayos brings down both Girsas, Mishayifsiku Oivdei Avoida. So further, when people stop being Mezavel the fields this year, so who's Mezavel the fields this year? So either Oivdei Avoida, and that's that Girsa. And then the Mefarshim say that's really weird for the Mishnah to use them as a benchmark. Not that it's inaccurate, but it's just like, doesn't seem like the right thing to do, to talk about so casually the Oivdei Avoida, Oivdei Avoida, and to use them as a benchmark to determine. So they're Goyim, Oivdei Avoida, no real big difference, and it means Goyim. People who are working their field, Shvius. So condition one is you can only do it when people have stopped fertilizing their field. That's condition one. The Zman of Zibul Sados. There was a time in the agricultural cycle when they were Mezabel the Sados. So that time passed already.
So if it's
Ovde Avoda, it should
be the Goyim?
If it's Ovde Avoda, it's Goyim. It could still be Ovde Avera, but at least the Mishnah is not talking about the Ovde Avera. According to everybody, it means when it's not the Zman Zibul HaSodus anymore. It's just a question of Girsa, really. There was a Girsa Oivdei Avoida, and there was a Girsa Oivdei Avoida. You could easily see how a Dalin and a Reish. Okay. Divir Rebbein. But, now the Chiddush and Rebbein, there is a Chiddush and Rebbein, because we're going to learn soon, and it's going to go on for a few blot, that we're very makbid that it be Nikur that you're putting it in the field for storage. It has to be a big pile. Nobody should think that you're being mezabel your field. They used to put it out in the field and store it until
we get to it. You're not going to be so fertilizing.
No, that's for the eighth year.
It's going to be usable after that. I thought it can't be usable.
Why?
Because we learn later it's going to dry up and we can't use it.
But then it gets wet again.
Oh, when it rains.
When it rains, it gets wet again, and then it becomes usable again. So there's really two Marasayans we're going to see throughout the parak. There's the Marasayan that we're concerned that shouldn't look like he's being Mezabel his field now. So for that, it has to be big, it has to be a certain size. It has to be a big heap. So obviously not being Mezabel, it's obviously storage, not being Mezabel his field. But they're also concerned that people shouldn't think you're storing it in your field in order to use it this year. So that's why you have both things. You have the size of it, and you also have something like Mishiv Skoiv the Avoida. So those two things you need. You need Tarte Lamal Yusa. You need that it's not the time of Zebul in the fields anymore, and you need it to be a certain size, as we'll see. They took those two safeguards that nobody should think anything. It's past the time of Zibul and it's a huge size. So it's obviously storage for the eighth year. If it's not obviously storage, then people think, okay, you're being mezabel to steal now. And if it's before the time of the end of Zman Zibul Sadus, so people think it's storage, but they'll think it's storage for this year. So Chazal wanted we're going to see very severe hakpodus on Marasayan on Shvius. Here's your first bump up against one. Where they wanted people shouldn't think, you should know for sure that you're storing for the eighth year. So, that's right. So Mishayivsuku Evde Avoided Divir Ameya. This is Rashid of Ameya. Now there's going to be two sheetas in the Mishnah. There are Mephorshim that learn, I think the Rambam, I don't remember anymore, that really the other two shitas are giving a nikar dikka simon for a mayor's time. They're not really coming to argue, but that's how some learn. But others learn it's takamachlekes, and it's a little different. I think it's a little earlier, if I remember correctly. Reb Yudoy Mer Mishayivash Hamosok. Now here you have an interesting thing. The Gemara will say that Mosok means something else, means one thing. And you learn Mishnayos and you learn Mefarsh Mishnayos, they say a different pshat than the Gemara. That's an interesting. So I don't know what to make of it. So the Gemara says Papashtus. The Gemara means that it means cracks in the karka that they filled up with megishamim. It's like little streams of water and those cracks. And so they dry up later than the whole field. And they're called mosog because they make the things grow. So they're called sweet. So mishayivish hamosog, from when even that part of the ground, the cracks, the crevices in the ground, when that dries up. But it's also, it means the ground is so dry that Zibul won't help anymore for this year.
Is anyone who's out this year, next year, if you make Marasayan?
What?
When you miss out, does it always mean for planting this year? Or could you be Marasayan for...
I don't know.
Is that, if it's for this year, then it makes Marasayan a little connected to the rise of why is it Marasayan? You're not
allowed to be mezabel in the derabbanan on Shvius. That's not Marasayan. The Marasayan is that you're being mezabel.
Yeah.
Zibul is not also else Marasayan that you're going to plant. Zibul is also either a form of Chavisha or a form of Zvi. Most of the time, a form of Chavisha.
The Chavisha and Zvi are also. Zvi is the Raisa.
Chavisha
is
the Raisa. Chavisha
is the
Raisa. Chavisha is the Raisa. Either Allah Moshe Mesinai or Bechorosh of a Kotzer Tishbois. It's not a lav. They say the Rambam Shita is the Chavisha, is the Rambonon, but Pashas is the Araisa. I would say that's the Pashas. The question is, what's the Makar? Okay, so he says, Mishayivish HaMosok, the Mefarsh Mishnayos learned that Mosok means the Zebel. That Zebel is what's called Mosok. Okay. Rabbi Yosi Omer Mishayi Kosher. Now, that in the Pnei Moshe Marafulda does mean the Zevel. Mishayi Kosher means the Zevel. It becomes Nadi. If you've been listening to Yehuchos Kriyashma, you know that Tzoya, when it dries up, so it's Yikosher. At some point it becomes, curls up. I don't know exactly what. So it means it's very dry. It gets thick and it dries up and it curls up. And that's called Mishayi Kosher. Kids, it can't be used for Zebel anymore this year. So that's how most Mefarshim learn that Rabbi Yossi is indeed referring to the Zebel. Rabbi Yudah is referring to the ground in Yerushalmi. Hamosog means the ground, although the Mefarshim Mishnayos means it means the Zebel. And it's one level of dryness. And Rabbi Yossi, now there is, the Meziv does learn, the Meziv, again, He learns that Mishayi Kosher means that the ground becomes Nadi. It's like a problem. Pashas, the ground doesn't.
Does the ground.
Yeah, they, No. They say it wasn't done well. It has to be fixed up. It wasn't handled well. They didn't handle it well. In the next edition, it'll be fixed up. He talks about it. That's the second paragraph in note 2. Talks about it. We gave too much credence to the meziv, which learns it means the ground. It's a modern shita. Okay. Now we have to talk about now. So it's after the Zman of Zibel anymore. Okay, but so what? It looks like you're being mezabel. So it's not. So that's why now we talk about the size of the piles, that they have to be huge piles. So between that and that, people chap that you're storing it for the eighth year. That's what's happening. At kama mezablan. So what's the shear here? Right, you're not really being mezablan. That's just the way the Mishnah says it. Okay. At shalosh hashpotos lebeisa. A beisa we know already, right? 2,500, I think, square amos. So three piles in a beisa. So pash doesn't mean three piles and not more in a beisa. We're going to see. Like even if the piles are huge, but there's a problem if you do too many of them. So it looks like you're being mezabel the field. So we limit the amount. We'll see different shittas in the Gemara, but like the thrust of the Mishnah is that we want to limit the piles to make them as few as possible, and we want to have them be as big as possible. Just to get you a feeling for pshat, that's what we're going to do. We're going to see different shittas in the Gemara. Shimon doesn't hold of any limitations, blah, blah, blah. And the Gemara clears about the Tanakama, all sorts of things. But just remember that that's the basic thrust, that we want to limit the amount of piles, because we want to make sure it doesn't even look like you're being mezabel your field, and we want to make the piles be as big as possible, so again, so it doesn't look like you're being mezabel your fields, it looks like storage. Okay. So the Chazon Ish speaks out that, as we see in the Gemara, that you could add the subscribed amount to the pile, the Mishnah is going to say a subscribed amount. So the Mishnah means not less. But the Gemara is going to talk about what about more? More mishpelos to the ashpa.
Yeah.
So the Chazon Ish speaks out that it's talking about that you're going to take care that it only goes higher and higher. It doesn't spread out l'rochav hasadeh, because that would indeed be problematic. Because it looks like you're being mezabel your field in that way. But we're jumping the gun a little. Let's learn, just a little. Let's learn the Mishnah. At kama mezablim. So we say, at shalosh hashposos, up till three. Pashtus, it means not more. And each one has to be at least esem hashpelos.
At least, how do you put down the first dumpster?
Gemara, we'll see everything in the Gemara and in the Mishnah. That's the sugyas. We're going to learn about that. Whether you have to take out everything only once it's that size, or where you can do it little by little. We're going to learn. Okay. And each one has 10 mishpelos, so that's the kind of basket they use. Shalesach lesach. Each mishpel held 15 sa'ah. 15 sa'ah. A lesach is 15 sa'ah. If you learn Bab Metzia, and you remember Bab Metzia, this is basically how much a chamor carries at one time. This is a chamor's masui, is a lesach. It's 15 saw.
So this mashto is a big wheelbarrow. It's not a little
sack. It's 15 saw. Okay. So 10 containers of fertilizer in each of three piles. And the container is a lesach. Okay. Moisifin. You could put in the pile more than 10 mishpelos. You know what? Since you were ma'irir it, Chazon Ish. I have the Chazon Ish. I have written down Rak Bagova, Lo L'Rochav. Chazon Ish, Yud Ches Hei. V'hod omer mosifin ala. V'nira, two lines in Chazon Ish, Yud Ches Hei. V'nira da ash b'hoi se yedua oifano. It means its size to the width. Aleph, fe, nun, hey. What?
Ofen.
Ve'enu ashoi lepolzro ularadado yosem herogel. Radado means tap down. You have that in the Mishnayos by the Kohen Gadol with the Ketores. To smooth it out, to spread it out. The imloikein yuchal afazer al pnei kol asoda. Okay. So that's Chazon Ish. Okay, so Moisifin ala mishpelos, you could add kala kavod. It's even bigger. That's even more wonderful.
No
but
size.
What?
There's no size. It's how big is that width that you're not allowed to make it bigger than?
He said it was Yedua.
Oh.
That's what he said. That's his point.
That's in the
that's it was Yedua. They had.
Everybody
says it was Yedua. They may see even ala ashpatos, but once you do more than three, then it looks already, maybe he's being mazabal his soda. He just, he's piling it up. You know, some people are like that psychologically. Some people always do like a lot. Okay, so that's the Tanakhama. Mosifin ala mashpelos kol hakavod, may mosifin ala ashpatos. It's not as simple as I'm making it. We'll see a lot of complications in the Gemara. But that's the Pasha's ambition. It makes a lot of sense. Rav Shimon Oimer, af al ha'ashpatos. So Pashtus, he's saying that you could be Mosif on the Ashpatos also, because it's piled up high, so it doesn't really look like Yimizab Yisodah. We don't really care how many piles there are. Now we're gonna see, in the following Mishnayos and in the Gemara, that Rav Shimon's much more Makil than it would seem just from this Mishnah. He's Makil even in the size of the Ashpa itself. But here in the Mishnah, he just says, Gesundheit ed to the Ashpatos, because it's so high, so like, what's the difference? Okay. Zog the Mishnah, Zog the Gemara. That the Mishnah said, Neimetzai Mutsiyin v'chulu. Right? So the Gemara asks, Achavle posko oivde avoidov, Mao shiye mutu lasis Ashpa al Pesach atzeiro. Okay, it's too early. You can't take it out to the fields because people are still being mezabel their fields. So, can you make an ashpa al Pesach Hatzero? Meaning, maybe they asked that also. Is it only also to take it out to the field? Is it only also to take it out to the field?
It's less like it's in the courtyard. You're not.
It's in your courtyard. You're putting it on Pesach Hatzero. You're not putting it out in the field. So can you take it out to Pesach Hatzero? That's the Shaila. Is there Marasayan involved in that too? That it looks like you're going to go be Mezabel Yisod.
Pesach Hatzero, is it in your courtyard or just outside?
No, it's, I guess you're starting it off, it's not in your house, I guess. It's not in your house, it's in the field. So you're taking it out of the Chatzero. You're bringing it to Pesach Hatzero. You want it out, it stinks. It's not healthy. So you want to get rid of it. So the Chazon Ish learns that the Shaila is like exactly in what form did they ask it? Did they ask it the Hotzar Zevel? Because people will see you're taking it out of its place where it's being formed, the pile of Zevel. So they'll think you're going to your field. So it's also to be motzi it from where it is. Or the Isser is Dafka, to put it in the field. That's what they asked it, to put it in the field. That's what the Chazon Ish explains that Stod the Hashayla. Actually, Poskoyev the Avoyer, again, it's too early. Mao Shiye Mutalasos Ashba al Pesach Hatzero. Can you take it out? Can you take it out to Pesach Hatzero? Silni Shaal L'Ravchia Barba. Silni asked this question to Ravchia Barba. Now we have the Girsa V'Osarle. We'll see the Gra is a different Girsa. We won't learn this Girsa. V'Osarle. So Ravchia Barba said it's also. Okay. Rabbi Chanina Amar, no. Surely, that Rav Chiya Bar Bo said it's mutter. The Gemara Fulda learns, right? Rav Chanina Amar, surely. Rav Chiya Bar Bo Lusildi. Now let's look at the Gemara Fulda. Bava Omer, and people would say, people would talk Lashon Hara. And they would say, do Vahavan Omer, and people would say, or did say, that there was an agenda here. Do Nosef Meiser, that Rav Chiya Bar Bo took in the past, or takes, took Meisers from Silni, so he wants to, you know, he wants to get on his good side, so he's being Makil. I guess we're not talking about this year's Meiser this year. You know, there's not going to be any Meiser this year. Hold on. V'hoyre, let's see. What? Rav Shas, Rav Chiya Bar Abba L'Atzmo Het, wait. Do Nosel Meiser. Rav Chiya Bar Bo, the Shorelei, Nosel Eponim L'Silni, people Pashut Tok Lashon Hara, that he passed with his mutter, Mishim Shahir Nosel Meiser, because he would give a Meiser. So the Gemara goes on. V'hoyre Al Garmei, so he saw that people were chayshin him. Rav Chiya Bar Bo saw that people were chayshin him. So he paskin for himself. Lot says lechutz laaretz, to leave Eretz Yisrael, to go to chutz laaretz. The loyal mace of Meiser, so that he shouldn't, he won't take Meisers anymore. There's no Meiser in chutz laaretz. So people I guess didn't think it was for the past. People thought it's a, you know, it's to ingratiate himself in order to take Meisers in the future.
Why does he need to leave Eretz Yisrael?
What? Because he went to a place where there's no Meisers. So no. What? Rav Chaim Kanievsky says that to refuse to accept Meisers is a bizoyan for the Meiser. That's why he didn't simply. That's what Rav Chaim Kanievsky says that in his beer. That's why he didn't simply do that.
Is he lady or no?
He's a Kohen, in fact, and this is the discussion. This is after Ezra, so he took Trumas from Meisers also. He took Trumas from Meisers.
It's bigger than the problem, the Gerofuslaus.
What?
It's a bigger than the Gerofuslaus.
That's the Chiddush of the Gemara. That in order to avoid this Chashad, and this Lashon Hara, that people shouldn't think that he was agenda-ridden, that's what he did. And he went to Chutz Laaretz. Unfortunately, you're not supposed to go to Chutz Laaretz unless you have a good reason to do so. The Gra learns, what?
I would think that people would think more that he has an agenda for going to Chutz Laaretz.
You're thinking like an American. The Gra in Meiser Sheni, where the story says, learned that he stopped taking Meiser, and he had no Parnosa. And he had to go to Chutz Laaretz. Okay. So that's what happened. Vahari Al Garmi, what's the Chutz Laaretz, the loyal mace of Meiser. Okay. What?
Is it more concluding that it's Mutter so far?
This too the shine.
Well, the story seems to be.
But also, the Rav Chanina, Marshar, yeah.
The story is part of the second lesson.
Right.
The whole story
with the second question that was permitted. First, this is the whole story. Wait. The Gra, you'll notice, is Geiris Rav Ami, Va'Omar Lei. The Gra of Geiris, Vain Zion. The Gra is Geiris, not Va'Osar Lei. There's no Lashon Va'Osar Lei. He's got a Silni Shalor Rav Chiya Bar Bo, the Omar lay, that Rav Ami Shori lay, that Rav Ami said it was Mutter. Where are you reading from? Ksav Yod?
Yeah.
But also, I'm reading from okay. The Hagol Sagra from Umoichik Kavis.
On the air of that.
dictionary, what would tell us on a good example?
So it's just that he asked you and he mattered. It's not like this.
Okay, let's go. Okay, so, okay. Wait, where did they bring down a Rav Chiya was a Kayan? They bring down an article that in Shabbos Daf Samach Amud Beis, Rav Chiya, this is the famous, they're learning it's the famous Rav Chiya with his children, the famous Rav Chiya, right, the Rebbe's uncle, cousin, nephew, whatever. I think this is a mistake, if I remember correctly. Yeah. It's not the same Rav Chiya. I think the Hebrew people chapped it, it's a toast. So this is not the same Rav Chiya. Rav Chiya Barbo is not that Rav Chiya. I probably maybe have even in the notes here. I have the Hebrew here. No, they wouldn't say it here. Yeah, right.
In fact, necessarily,
was
a
Kohen? No, the Kohen.
Said he
was a lady. Yerushalmi Brachas. No, this Rav Chiya Barbo was a Kohen. That's in Yerushalmi Brachas. Yerushalmi and Meiser Sheni talks about the fact that he was a Kohen and he took Meisers. Because he held it, if the Tekana says it. Yeah, it's that, the famous Rav Chiya. Hold on. Let's go right there a little. Me'ata, the Gemara now asks a shayla. What does it say? After this manzibul asados, you could take it out to the field. It's also beforehand because of marasayan. Me'ata, I feel if you're chayshish for marasayan, and therefore you could only take it out once people stop fertilizing the field. I feel mishaposke oivde avoido. Even though people stop working the field and stay baal. Yay osur mitnei marasayan, it should still be also mitnei marasayan shlo yuomrim, because people would, so that people shouldn't say the stay base hashalchon shlo humotzi. In the stay base hashalchon, people would plant, even in the kayats, people would plant, because they were anyway were watering and irrigating the field. That's the type of field it was. So maybe you're still being motziit in order to be mezabel in the same base of shalchon, because you work it the whole year. Let's see, the Rash Shrilio says, "Today base of shalchon, shlo yomer lezabel base of shalchon who motzia. He tomed olden osa, who mezabelin osa. You always do it, right?" Mara Fulda says the same thing. Shaf mishapos goyv they avoid the sod the habal regilim leitzian the base of shalchon. Okay, so what are you gonna, yeah? The Gemara answers, Yoidin hain b'nei Iro, im yesh lo beis ha-shalchen, im ein lo. And ozayn ha-chanani. If he owns a beis ha-shalchen, there's no heter. The point of Misha Poskor, their veir is not relevant. But if he doesn't have a beis ha-shalchen, so the people know. Aval ein ha-chanani, the Rishash says, look in the Rash Shilio. Dosu sheyesh lo beis ha-shalchen, also. Amr Rav Yosi, Hoda Amra, this teaches us, Lechoshu Le'ovrin V'shovin Mitnei Marasayim. Now this is not Pashat at all. The Mogen Avram, so wait, let's start first. Afshahim Lo Yadi Shem Beis HaShachan, those people, well, first of all, let's just speak out the Zosel Meris. Obviously, Le'ovrin V'shovin don't know if he has a Beis HaShachan or not. It's the Bnei Iro that knows he doesn't. So we only care about the Bnei Iro. That's the ikam mishum marasayan loychoshu elo lebnei ira. Okay. Now the Mogen Avram. I just jotted down notes. Mogen Avram and Reish Mem Dalid Vav says this is a special kula that they will make by shvius. that normally this is not the case. This is the Magen Avraham. You can't extrapolate to be it. It's Magen Avraham Reish Mem Dalet. Then I have Mishnas Yosef and Tosfos Achronim. Hold on. I was just extolling the Sefer to someone today. Extol it to you too.
It goes on
Mishnayos, but it's Mamash of Kolbo. He ends up discussing the sugyas. He ends up being like he has a shita mukubetzus of Rishonim and a shita mukubetzus of Achronim. And he ends up, yeah, Taisus Achronim is called. Wait, let me see if I can find it. At Kama Mezablin. What am I looking for? I'm looking for the Marasayan business. Taisus Achronim. Oh, yeah. Oh, here we are. Taisus Achronim. Omer Rav Yosef, the Choshel Oyvim Veshom Le Marasayan. Viksha Mogen Avrom, the Bishabbos Choshel Shul Le Marasayan, Le Orchim Haboim. Tirtzu de b'shvius hakilu. The Torah's Chaim calls for shnei terutzim. Zibul b'shvius is the rabbanon, so that's more kal, because yeah. And shvius is a whole year. So I thought they're not going to be machmir. You're talking about something that shvius lasts for a whole year. Chuteres harishon calls for nachta shekel b'yadivri mogen avram. I know the Yehuda kama. And our Chaim says the reason b'shvius hakilu. It's possible it's more kal than Shabbos and Yom Tov. It's an issue that's not so kal. The Tzorachian, the Amir Lenachri, Gami Drabonon, who? Avalon Emesu Deina Doima, bring up from the Chassam Sefer. The Bishviyas Arech Yachshay Benavshay. Shekivin she'oisu b'farhesia mustamin yoidim b'nei iroi she'en lo beis ha'shalchem. Because he knows the b'nei iroi know. In other words, he knows the b'nei iroi knows if this guy has a beis ha'shalchem or not. So he figures, I don't know. But he figures they must know. So I guess he doesn't have a beis ha'shalchem, or else he would be ashamed. He wouldn't do this publicly. Mashenkin b'shabbis yachshaduhu ha'oirich shapir.
This entrance
and this entrance. Talks about Nechanaka. You know, I'm giving you homework. No, Shuvas Chassam Seifer. He talks about all these things. Shuvas Chassam Seifer or Achayim Simon Samach. This is a major Indian. This line of Yerushalmi becomes a major topic of discussion because of the Mogen Avraham. And the Chassam Sofer Tshuvas or Chaim Simon Samach, the Chassam Sofer on it, he brings on everything. That's what this is good for, the Sofer. Chacham Shloima, my opponent, like it. Okay. I didn't like prepare, I'm saying I didn't prepare like more than this, just the Maramotra. Okay. So that's Rabbi Yosi told the Umrah. That's Chosha. Okay. Now the Gemara asks as follows, the Isser Shnei Prokim, till now, what about the Isser Shnei Prokim, when there's Taisa Shvius? Now really, the truth is we saw that the things that are the Rabbanon are not Usser and Taisa Shvius at all. But apparently Zibul is an exception. Zibul is an exception. So that's also in Estelovan from Pesach, and in Estelilon, from Atzeres. Okay. So Be'isr Shnei Prokim, so you have Tais V'Shvius. Ma'o Shiei Mutu Lasos Kaseder Hazeh. So here's the problem. It's the sixth year. So can you put out in the field the three piled up with 150 soim? Can you do this Seder for the eighth year at the end of the sixth year? In other words, you're in Tais V'Shvius now. You're in Tais V'Shvius. can you pile up the zevel with the measurements Chazal give you? With the measurements Chazal give you, why not? What's the problem? The problem is it's before. It's on one hand, it's the sixth year. So you say in the sixth year, we're not going to be so machmir, right? On the other hand, it's you see. Wait. So why when there's heter shnei prokim, then it's for sure mutter. Wait. When there's heter shnei prokim, it's for sure mutter. But the problem it becomes because it's before this man. It's a different year, right? But it's before this man of posku of the seventh year. So it's before this man. On the other hand, mitzad the sixth year. So that's the shaila. Did they aser it the sixth year? And wait, and you see the Gemara's only shaila is by Isser Shnei Prokim. Ma'o Shiemut, the last is Keseder Hazer. No, did Chazal aser putting Zevel in a Sodeh on Toysa Shvius Keseder Hazer? Keseder Hazer.
Did they require it to be done in this way?
No. Is it even mutter if you did it in this way?
Right. In other words, it's
is it mutter? It's for sure also if you didn't do it.
Okay. Could it be mutter also not? In other words, it would be warm out there? What?
Yeah, we're going to be more machmir because it's before this man of post where they are there.
More machmir than what?
More machmir than on shvius mishapos kohen there.
All right.
Wait, you see, the Gemara is only asking the isser shnei prokim. Wait, this is what's a little modern. Now, if there would be heter shnei prokim, there would be no inyan toisah shvius. So you can't asa me from putting zevel in my field. There's no isser toisah shvius. So we're not going to make up a marasayan. I'm being mazal in my field. It's the sixth year. Like, you can't stop me from doing that. Maybe people will think that I'm storing it to be mazal in my field the seventh year. That's like too crazy. I'm being mazal in my field now, and I'm allowed to. But when it's Isser Shnei Prokim, so, Isser Shnei Prokim, you're not allowed to be mazal in your field. But, on the other hand, if you pile it up, the way Chazal said, so you're obviously not being mezavel your field. But it's before Poiskei Yodei Avodah of year 7. So people might think that you're storing it in preparation for year 7 because it's not Poiskei Yodei Avodah yet. So, and what's the tzad that it's okay? Why is it okay? Because in the sixth year, Chazanish says something. I would have said, because you don't do that. It's the sixth year. In the sixth year, it's after Ovdei Avodah. So, you're not being mezavel your field because you're making it a big pile. So to go say he's doing it for next year, that maybe you never say. That's what I would have thought. But the Chazanish says a different svara. Chazanish Yudches Zayin. Yudches Zayin. He says a different svara. I mean, wait, I don't want to say it all, but let me... You hear the shaila?
No, I think that's
if you're allowed to be mezavel your field, then we have no right, apparently, to tell you marasayin. You're being mezavel your field. No, what do you mean reason?
Why would people think that if now...
Because it's... In this year, it's the end of the year. It's the last 6 months of the year.
But it's still trying
to be mezavel. No, it's not. Not for this year. Not for this year. It's mutter, but it's not the time for it.
Agriculturally,
it's not the time for it. For pastures, it's Misha Poskoi and the Aveda. So, for year 6. But it's a loy more. Avogab the Roy Lasso Mishum Chashad, the Mali Acher Rosh Hashanah, Umali Koidim Rosh Hashanah, Harayelu Shadaitum Lavad Bishvias, Moitzim Zevel Koidim Rosh Hashanah, Kamayacher Rosh Hashanah. But he's not bothered by Beheter Shnei Prokim. Mikom Kam Yishloimar, because, like, we're not Chayshid. He says, it's a different year. Who's thinking about Shvius? People are not thinking about Shviyah. The Gemara has a tzad, a different year. Nobody's going to chayshad you. You're planning for next year. Adayin ain't Shviyah's murgo b'piyam. Bein ha-chashad motzi kol kach. Okay.
What's the
Marasayan? The Marasayan is you're storing it to be Mezavel in year 7.
No. During year 7. What's the reason?
Misha Pascha or before Pascha?
Before Pascha. What's the reason I can't?
You're storing it to be Mezavel your field this year. But if you make the big piles, then we don't think that. That's what I think. It seems to me like it's mamish categorized. The big piles, but you might be storing it for this year. That's why you need Misha Paskar of the Aveda. But even after Paskar of the Aveda, but if you don't make big piles, so he's being the Zabalist field, obviously. You have a kashra mice, it's after the time. So maybe he's planting cucumbers. Maybe he's going to water it, place. But it'd make a big pile. But even a big pile is a problem because maybe you're storing it to be mezavelit this year. So that's the combination, l'chayra, that's the combination of mishapaska de'avayra and the big pile. So you're obviously storing it for the eighth year. That's what people will naturally think. You're obviously storing it and there ain't no more plant. No, so people will think.
No,
I'm talking about that you're doing good. What people will think when you follow Chazal, I'm trying to avoid a question. You're saying, but there's still Zevlin in this field. No. What the heck is he doing? A normal person that sees that Mishaposkoib de Avoida, he's making these huge piles in his field, will think he's storing it for the eighth year. That's the normal thing to think.
Okay. Let's just deal with
Shviyah. You want to deal with the Isser?
What?
There's two Isserim. There's putting even big piles before Poskoib de Avoida. Marasayan, for sure.
Marasayan, what?
That you're gonna be mezavel your field now in Shvitz. You're storing zevel in your field. It's the time of planting.
The storing is not
us. Right. It's us, it's Marasayan.
The Marasayan.
What's bothering you? Marasayan, you're storing zevel in your field tomorrow, in 2 days, in a week. You're gonna go be mezavel and plant your field.
Of Marasayan, and you're gonna bear it 2 weeks from now?
Yeah.
Where do we see?
I could be cute and say here, but where don't you see? I don't know. Myra signed it. So that's why you missed the Hagdama to the Shir. That this parak has Yisoidus. No, I'm serious. This parak has Yisoidus in Myra signed. People will think you're preparing to do an Avera. This parak is full of those Myra signs. I don't know offhand. You stop me. I'm not a Boki B'Shas. I don't know offhand. It's not like you don't have a kasha. You have a kasha Marasayan.